Audiobook of E.T. Contact. A message from the Confederation of Planets. About planetary transformation. Of Gina Lake. http://www.radicalhappiness.com. From 1996. Introduction, who we are. We of the Confederation of Planets, also known by other names, such as the Federation, are transmitting this message to you, the people of Earth, through this author. We wish to greet you and tell you of our activities and plans. We wish to explain what we are doing here and how we can be of help to you. We come to you in service and in the light of the Creator. Ours is a mission of service to you, for in serving you we also serve ourselves. We are deeply grateful for this opportunity to communicate with you and for your willingness to read our message. We know how strange our words may sound to you, and yet in picking up this book, you are showing an openness to us and our message. We therefore write this message for those who are open enough to receive it. To you it is given. We are not here to convince you that we exist. You have only our words and their meaning by which to judge us. Many of you, though, will be able to feel us through these words, which act as carriers of our vibration. Those of you who resonate with this vibration will not find our message hard to believe. Those who do not will probably not even pick up this book. The Confederation of Planets is made up of a group of extraterrestrials from various planets and dimensions in your quadrant of the universe. We are both self-selected and elected to our positions as overseers of this part of the universe, which includes your beloved planet. We are monitoring Earth out of love and a deep commitment to help her in her evolution and the evolution of all her life forms. We have been with Earth in this capacity for eons, although those holding the various posts in the Federation have changed from time to time. For eons, we have watched as you developed your civilizations. We have watched and sometimes involved ourselves in your affairs. Early on, we watched as various others landed and populated your planet. Some of those who watch today were involved in the early experiments that created the human race. Some are even serving you today to pay off debts incurred then. So you see, our motives for being here run deep. We have learned much through our involvement and observations. We have studied the evolution of planets and the evolution of humanoids on other planets in order to understand how best to interact with you and guide you, for that is our task. We, too, once evolved in third density, the vibration in which you exist. Then, others watched over and guided us. Now it is time for us to repay this help through service to you. Someday you will play your part in the nurturing of planets and civilizations. We come in peace, for primarily that is our hope for you. We live peaceably now among ourselves. We learn this through our many lifetimes of experience, just as you are learning this. We can help you become more peaceable by helping you to understand yourselves and by helping you prosper so that there is no need for conflict and strife. We have come to help usher in a golden age on your planet. This will not be for a while, but the seeds are being planted today for a much brighter tomorrow. Truly, we have seeded the planet with what you need for this golden age. We have seeded the planet with many of a high level of development, who will help you solve your problems. These people have been called by many star people, star seeds, light workers, and wanderers. They are highly evolved beings who have chosen to incarnate on Earth now to bring forth new ideas and a new spirit. They are here to spread peace, love, and understanding by teaching and healing. They also are here to ease the suffering on Earth by introducing new inventions and advances in science and medicine, which will make it easier for your hearts to fill with love and gratitude for life and for each other. We work closely with these star people. They are like us, except they chose to take on a human body to serve you. You see, there is much we cannot do because we are not of your dimension and much we are forbidden to do because of the law of non-interference. But star people can do what we cannot. They are our hands, feet, and mouths, although they have free will and do not always choose to follow our suggestions. They are more able to hear us and intuit our guidance than the ordinary individual, however, and more responsive to us than most. We depend on them greatly. There are many star people among you and many more incarnating. Their numbers increase daily. But because of the density of Earth, many are unaware of their special powers or talents. They are not operating from the level of consciousness of which they are capable. Many are asleep. We are seeking to wake them up, for we need them to fulfill the tasks they chose to carry out before being born. They are a very important part of the plan to heal and transform Earth. Your planet is in grave trouble, or we would not be watching you and involving ourselves in your affairs so closely. Nevertheless, the difficult juncture at which you have arrived has been anticipated for eons. This juncture is reached by most third-density planets at some point in their evolution. So although these times are critical, they are not entirely unique. And because other planets have been successfully nurtured through a similar phase in their evolution, we are firm in our belief that Earth will make a successful transition too. How to do this is not just guesswork. We clearly understand what Earth is going through and how to assist her. You are not alone in this, and we are not alone in guiding you, for we, too, receive guidance from those more advanced than us. We hail you, many of you star people yourselves. We ask that you hear our message and let it resonate in your hearts. Hear us and awaken to who you are, awaken to your divine nature and to your chosen destiny. Arise and serve with us. Blessings. The Confederation of Planets, July 1996, Chapter 1, Who is Here? Right now, thousands of extraterrestrials live in spaceships that circle Earth, and this is likely to continue even after some have settled on Earth. These spaceships are equipped with everything the occupants need to lead full and happy lives. The ships are like small cities or islands hovering in your skies, a complete with waterfalls and other natural wonders. Many who live on these ships have never known life in any other environment and have no need or desire to relocate. They go about their daily lives just as you do, performing their tasks and carrying on their personal affairs. Not everyone is engaged in activities related to your world, some are simply support for those who are. These ships are rarely seen because they exist in another dimension, although they can move in and out of your dimension. Although their higher vibratory rate makes them invisible to you, you are not invisible to them. Those in higher dimensions can see and interact with those in lower ones, but the opposite is not true, except for those rare individuals who are clairvoyant. On the ships, we have technology that helps us monitor the activities on Earth. So when we say we can ASEA you, we don't UTMT necessarily mean ASEA in the same sense that your spirit guides and other non-physical beings see you and know your every thought and feeling. Many extraterrestrials do have this clairvoyant capability, but most of the information gathering that occurs on these ships uses technology. There are many types of extraterrestrials and many types of ships in orbit around Earth. Some ships are populated with a variety of extraterrestrials who work together. Others carry only those of the same race. Their missions are many, their appearances are varied, and so are their methods. But they all have one thing in common, an interest in Earth. They are observing, conducting experiments, collecting data, and performing tests and other tasks, many too esoteric to explain. Most are here because your planet is going through a special time, a time of great transition and change, and they are interested in either observing or participating in it for one reason or another. Besides the large craft that are their homes, they have small craft that make it possible to perform their functions. These are the craft most often sighted, for they dip in and out of your dimension as they do their work. Most of their work is carried out at night when they are least likely to be seen. For various reasons, they do not want to be seen. These small craft leave and enter via ports on the larger mothership in which they dock when not engaged in their activities. They are very busy and can be seen in your skies nightly. They spend more time in some areas of your globe than others but fly over even populated areas regularly. The lives of the extraterrestrials on these ships are as real to them as your life is to you, even though you cannot see them. The fourth dimension, where most ships reside, is a physical reality, just like your third dimension. When you visit it in your sleep, as many of you do, It seems as real to you as the world you know when you are awake. That is why the contacts many of you have had seem so real. Most take place in this higher dimension while you sleep or in an altered state of consciousness. This dimension is very real when you are participating in it. When you have these experiences, most of you are in your astral bodies, which is the aspect of you that exists in fourth dimension, or fourth density as we will call it. We use the word density in the same way that many use the term dimension. These words developed from two different systems for describing the same concept. Plane is another term that has often been used to express this concept. For our purposes, you can consider density, dimension, and plane as interchangeable terms, although our preference in this text will be to use the term density. Many densities, planes, or dimensions coexist simultaneously in space and operate independently. They are generally invisible to each other because each is of a different vibration, or frequency. Lower dimensions can become visible to higher dimensions, however, higher dimensions are invisible to lower dimensions except to some psychics. The third density, which is where you reside, is a material plane. To those existing in fourth density and beyond, the fourth density is also a material plane, although it seems ethereal to those in third density. The densities beyond the fourth are not considered material planes and are populated by beings with no set form and no material needs. Humanoid evolution progresses through the various densities, starting with third density. You begin your evolution as physical beings in third density and evolve through the densities into non-physical beings. Some people do have an actual experience of contact in third density, but this is far more rare and is usually reserved for star people and walk-ins. The reason for this is that most people cannot handle such direct contact, it is too shocking. Generally, we do not interfere so blatantly in your lives. However, some people have made soul agreements with us that give us permission for this kind of contact. Usually it is so that these people can help us with our mission. There are higher density beings on these ships, too, beings of fifth and sixth and sometimes even seventh density, who are assisting. Usually they are in positions of leadership. The Confederation of Planets, for instance, is made up of a variety of beings from many different dimensions and planets. These beings are organized hierarchically not only because it is more efficient, but also because it enables us to be more effective. This hierarchy is accepted by us, and we do not have power struggles or conflicts over position and tasks. We perform our work in an orderly, peaceful, and dedicated manner. What is an extraterrestrial? Any being that is not from Earth or living on Earth at this time could be called an extraterrestrial. This includes higher dimensional beings, whom you might call spirit guides, ascended masters, and angels. This does not include spirits, or those still on the wheel of reincarnation, who await rebirth on your planet, but it might include other third density beings who are not from Earth. By AF from Earth, A we mean beings who spend a majority of their evolution in third density on Earth rather than on some other planet. This is complicated, however, by the fact that nearly everyone spends some of their physical lifetimes on planets other than the one on which they are primarily evolving. You are used to thinking of extraterrestrials as little green men from outer space, that is, beings with physical bodies like yours. Well, some do have physical bodies, some like yours and some very different. There are all manner of humanoids and non-humanoids in physical bodies in this vast universe. There are even humanoid extraterrestrials that look just like you because they are related to you genetically. Those interacting with you in physical or quasi-physical bodies are either third or fourth density extraterrestrials, who are indeed physical and not capable of changing their appearance as a general rule. But many of those interacting with your planet now are not physical. They are fifth density and beyond. Most of the work these non-physical beings do is of a non-physical nature. They usually don't attempt to take on bodies and affect the physical plane that way. Many of the higher dimensional beings working with Earth do not and will not choose to appear physically to people, although they may appear in a vision or dream if that serves their purpose. However, there are some higher dimensional beings who do on occasion materialize a body that appears physical to you. If they do, it will be an appearance of their choosing, one that fits their purposes. They are not identified with one way of appearing, although some do have a favorite persona or personas. Others don't yet EMT materialize a body but appear to people as light beings or large ovals of light with vague features that identify them as humanoid. Seeing a light being is likely to be a profound experience for most of you, while seeing a third or fourth density extraterrestrial is more likely to be frightening not only because of their illness, but also because some of them are scary to look at from your point of view, and because some are not operating in the light, that is, in service to you. However, there are even some fifth density beings who are not operating in the light. If you encounter one of them, you will know by the confusion they invoke. With light beings, you feel love, peace, joy, and a sense that something profound is happening to you. Two varieties of extraterrestrial. Both positive and negative extraterrestrials are involved with your world today. Positive extraterrestrials are here to serve you, while negative extraterrestrials are here to serve themselves and feel no duty to serve others. Negative extraterrestrials feel that serving others is a position of weakness. Eventually, all those on the negative path do become positive, but some stay on the path of service to self-orients before making this switch. They serve the role of villain in those realities that evolve through the duality of good and evil. In that way, they do serve the Creator, although they don't yet EMT see it as that, of course. They serve the Creator at EMS plan because evolution progresses by running into obstacles and overcoming them. They provide the grist for the mill of evolution. We of the Confederation of Planets are positively oriented, but we do allow those of a negative orientation to interact with you, since it is part of your evolution to experience them. We are pledged to help you but not to interfere with your evolution. Thus, service to you does not mean giving you everything you want or protecting you from your challenges or from experiencing the consequences of your choices. We are here to influence you positively, but we honor your choice to ignore our nudges and suggestions. Our attitude toward those oriented toward service to self is similar. We encourage however we can, but we do not interfere with their choices, which would be interfering with their right to learn in the manner they choose. We respect their right as well as yours to choose a course of action. However, when these choices have potentially far-reaching consequences to the well-being of the planet and its life forms, we feel a duty to intervene. This is why we are involved more directly with your planet now. Your planet is dangerously close to destruction, both through nuclear mishaps and environmental degradation. The loss of the planet Earth or its ability to sustain life, especially sentient life, would be a loss for the universe and would have particularly far-reaching consequences for this quadrant of the universe, which we oversee. We therefore feel a duty to do what we can to prevent such damage from occurring and to help you correct the damage you have caused to your environment, if you are willing. We are here to teach you of peace, and we are here to help you live more in harmony with the blue-green jewel that sustains you. The negative extraterrestrials are here to perpetuate your difficulties. They are drawn here for the same reason the positives are. They see that you are vulnerable and on the verge of cataclysm. The difference between the positives and the negatives is that the negatives help to benefit from your misfortune and hope you continue on your current course. They try to influence you in many of the same ways as the positives do, through dreams, intuition, feelings, telepaths, psychics, and star people and walk-ins. Star people and walk-ins. Some people are of extraterrestrial origin, although they are in a human body. There are two ways these higher dimensional beings come to Earth, through the usual way, either through incarnating or by walking into a body. Those who reincarnate are called star people, wanderers, or star seeds. Those who walk into a body as the soul is leaving it are called walk-ins. This soul exchange happens without the body dying. Star people and walk-ins can be of either orientation, a positive or negative view, although most from fifth density and beyond are positive. Most negative star people and walk-ins are from fourth density. Negative star people and walk-ins from beyond fourth density are rare but especially capable of causing problems on Earth because of their high intelligence and special gifts. These are the unscrupulous individuals who often gain positions of power and abuse these positions. They are highly manipulative and by your standards immoral. They do have a moral code of sorts, which is if you can get away with it, do it. They are self-serving and will stop at nothing to achieve their goals. There is no limit to the kind of suffering they are willing to cause to get what they want. They are not averse to causing suffering because they believe that victims deserve their lot. Because they will do anything to avoid being victims themselves, they believe others should too. We do not wish to dwell on these individuals. They are not news to you, you've lived with them for some time. It is important, though, to realize that there are such individuals in your world, since most people find their behavior incomprehensible and therefore often give them the benefit of the doubt and then fall prey to them. There are more negative star people and walk-ins on Earth today than ever before, but there are also more positive ones. The negatives are not only outnumbered by the positives, but outranked, since the positives are not only from fourth and fifth density, but beyond. Star people and walk-ins are playing crucial roles in the transformation of your world. They are often in key positions because of their talents and intelligence and are usually found on the forefront of change. They have easy access to information from other realms and act as conduits for new ideas, often without knowing it. Many don't yet know who they are. But that does not necessarily stop them from carrying out their mission. Nevertheless, many star people are still asleep and are not applying themselves to their life purpose. Many of the star people will regain full consciousness and knowledge of who they are. When this happens, the effect will be obvious in your world. Not only will they function in their work at very high levels, but they will bring in a degree of compassion and unconditional love that few have ever encountered. Christ is surely coming again, this time in the form of many Christed individuals. And the more Christed individuals who walk the planet, the easier it will be for others to come into their divine consciousness. The current period is perhaps the most difficult because just a few of you have awakened to this level and are looking around and saying, "Oh hey, where is everyone? I could use some help. What a TMS happening to me?" How many of you are struggling with your new identities and wondering if you are crazy for seeing things the way you do? We are here to say that you are not crazy. Many of you have always known there was more to life than meets the eye. Many of you have had paranormal experiences, near-death experiences, or traumas, which have caused you to question the meaning of life. You have often chosen challenging lifetimes on Earth and may be living a very challenging one now. Most of you who are star people have spent hundreds of lifetimes on Earth learning about being human in preparation for what you are doing today. Coming to Earth to serve during these times was a big commitment on your part. You are valiant souls indeed to undergo the rigorous training this commitment requires and to re-experience the suffering of third density. We deeply respect this choice and do all we can to make your work and your awakening easier. One of the marks of a star person and walk-in is a sense of loneliness and longing for home, and the memories of a more beautiful and loving place that is your real home. You gave up that place to come here and serve. Sometimes you need reassurance that it was worth it, that you are succeeding, that you will accomplish what you set out to do. So we work closely with you both when you are asleep and when you are awake. While you are awake, we work with you intuitively, as your guides and other non-physical beings. While you are asleep, we provide healing, apply consciousness-raising technologies, take you on visits to other planets and dimensions, teach you, love you, and help you in any other way we can. We are your family, and many of you feel this when you are able to remember our contacts with you. Many star people and walk-ins are telepaths for us and other extraterrestrials. Telepaths perform a very important service in being direct mouthpieces. One word of warning, though, even good telepaths don't yet always communicate with high-level beings or do so consistently. There are many types of beings out there clamoring for a vehicle to speak through. Many have very specific agendas that are not necessarily in Earth TMS best interest right now, although they may believe they are here in service. It is important for you to understand that not only are the negative extraterrestrials who are trying to scare, confuse, and otherwise throw a monkey wrench into things, but there are well-meaning extraterrestrials who just don't yet TMT understand humanity and its problems well enough to be helpful. There are also those who, although well-meaning, seek to impose their own perspective on you. Those of you who are star people feel a sense of alienation from life on Earth. You wonder how people can behave as they do, how they can possibly engage in war. Humanity looks quite insane to you. Some of you seek comfort in drugs that numb your feelings and give you a glimpse of the peace of the dimensions you know so well. Some of you end up in mental institutions or suffer in other ways, finding it so difficult to cope with life here. You do your best, but until you awaken, there is a restless gnawing inside you, nudging you to know who you are. Many of you pore over metaphysical tomes, memorize incantations, become adept at yoga postures and meditative techniques, are all in search of yourself. Most of you have been searching all your lives. It can take that long to awaken. There is so much to overcome. And it takes courage to look deeply at life, to be different, to ask questions. We honor you and your journey so much. We hold you deeply in our hearts. You are part of us and we are here to bring you home. But first you have work to do. Fourth density beings. Those in fourth density, which is the next dimension beyond yours, are physical. Like you, they have physical bodies that require sleep and refreshment. However, their physical needs vary widely, and some don't yet TMT appear to need food as you know it. Nevertheless, they do depend on their environment for their survival and therefore appreciate its importance. Some are here in part to teach you the importance of proper stewardship of your environment. They are vulnerable to the same problems of having a physical body that beset you, accidents, sickness, disease, and aging, but their technological and intellectual advancements make it much easier for them to deal with or avoid these things. In addition, those who are also spiritually advanced know how not to create illness. For these reasons, there is little physical suffering in fourth density. Their energy is free to focus on tasks other than survival and physical well-being. Fourth density beings move quite easily in and out of your dimension by stepping down their vibration and dematerializing and then rematerializing their bodies. They appear to you as they appear in fourth density. However, most cannot take on other forms, as can beings beyond fourth density. When they are in your dimension, they appear solid and real. Many who have seen an extraterrestrial in this dimension are unable to remember it because it is so shocking. Most lose consciousness or simply block out the experience, and all that remains is a sense of uneasiness and a missing time here that cannot be accounted for. Most abductions and other contacts with extraterrestrials occur in fourth density, sometimes when the person is in the astral body and sometimes through the use of technology that translates the persona TMS third density body into fourth density. It is then translated back again when the contact is over. This is the reverse of how the extraterrestrials contact you in third density. Usually, however, it is easy to contact you while you are in your astral body, so that is the most common method. Examples of fourth density extraterrestrials are those from Zeta Reticuli, including the Greys, the Pleiadians, the Reptilians, some Orions, and some negative Sirians. Although there are many other fourth density races involved with you now, many extraterrestrial races have members in a number of different densities, not just one. The Pleiadians, for instance, have counterparts in fifth density and beyond, but the majority of those contacting you now are fourth density. Those in higher densities are beings who have simply been around longer and now work to guide those in lower densities. Most of those we call higher density Pleiadians, for example, are drawn to guiding lower density Pleiadians because of strong ties formed with the Pleiades during their earlier evolution. The fourth density is an etheric world to you, but a very real 1/4 density beings. When you travel there in your astral body, it seems real to you, too, but on your return any memories seem unreal, like a dream.